A poem in which my father is not the villain. I believe we commit errors we want no one to know about, that we wish we could bathe and be healed, and sip whiskey and be clean. And when the bitter whiskey hits my tongue, after that first sting, the first memory returns. My throat, swollen nearly shut with a virus, my tonsils, large as shooter marbles, attracting hospital residents who peered into my throat and took notes. And my father cut a bit more whiskey with water, adding ice. If it's cold enough, you can't taste it, he says. Here, and he sets down the glass. I do taste it, fields, sunshine. Drink it only if you want. It helps, he says. That first sting is what I remember. Thinking of the plate glass restaurant window at Penn Plaza, allowed to dine with my parents after dark. I stared over my menu at Warner Theater, where I would sit in a red cushioned seat and swing my legs and watch a musical. The man outside the window wore a blanket. He pressed his face to the glass near our table, one blanket against February in Washington. He knocked on the window and pointed to us. My father stood up and shut the blinds. We heard tapping on the glass. Something happened then. Perhaps it was relief. Some diners smiled. I was a child, and poverty had been hidden from me even when it was my own. Before this poem turns my father into the villain, understand, he grew up with the disappeared father, the orphanage, the lack of money. And maybe he had to shut someone out to believe that everything is fine.